There's a comic book running around, floating around.
Comic.
This is what it takes. It takes the fucking community. Wednesday nights, we go ahead and help the church over here, the First Congregational Church of Riverside. If you want to come and help out, we accept the volunteers anytime between 5 to 6:30. If you can give us 2 hours here, you can give an hour, hour and a half there. All you do is walk around with a jug of fruit punch or water or coffee. Sometimes they want to talk to you, right? Yay, you're here to listen, right? Right. So over there you can listen. That's all they need. So if you want to come and participate, we meet here around 5 o'clock, and it's right outside the parking lot.
Donations accepted.
Men's clothing, women's.
Hygiene.
Socks.
Tampons, pads.
New socks.
All right. We've got a couple of first timers. So when we say good evening, what do we say?
Good evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That level right there, we're going to fucking max that out for the first timers. All right. We're gonna bring up a first-time musician. James, are you ready to start the evening?
Yeah.
Make some noise for James, ladies and gentlemen!
And record in portrait, please. Portrait, record sideways.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening!
Come on,
Michael
Lombrachi!
My name is James Elliott. I'm going to play a couple of rituals for you tonight. Can't wait to hear all you guys after. Also, look forward to it. This one's called Cosmic Vibes.
Driving me crazy.
This next one is called Middle of the Night.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
How was that for your first time?
That was a blast.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for coming.
All right, Genevieve, are you ready to come up and do your thing?
Yes.
You guys know Genevieve.
Freestyle for you guys, and I'm gonna dance. I don't have my Polynesian scaring me, so I'm just gonna do a different type of dance. So I hope you guys enjoy it though. So this first poem, I got some people to say they want me to do something that's between good and evil, and or like between black and white, so something neutral, and then shattered glass. So the first poem is gonna be about that. When I saw you, I just couldn't believe it. I was starstruck. I just didn't know what to do. I froze with fear. And I stood there watching you walk in with the girl you cheated on me with. First time in months since I'd seen you. First time since I came back from Arizona and I saw you walk in the same movie as me with her. The same movie you promised you'd see with me months prior. I just couldn't believe that this was the first time I was going to see you with the girl that you cheated on me with. It made me feel a way that I couldn't explain, that it just filled me with such pain that I lost my sense of breathe. It felt something shatter inside me that I just couldn't figure out what it was. I just broke down right in front of my friend. And she saw me look at you with wondering eyes, questioning eyes on why you would do what you did. And all I wanted to do was come up to you and say thank you. Thank you for being a great person to me when my mom got cancer. Thank you for being a person for me when I lost my house and became homeless. Thank you for being there with me when my mom went to the emergency room at 1 a.m. Thank you for being there when we moved into my new house. Thank you for being there to take me to Las Vegas to drop off my dog. Thank you for coming back with me to Las Vegas to bring him back. Thank you for just being there. Thank you for making a difference in my life when I thought I was going through hell, when I thought I couldn't do anything without someone's help. Thank you for being that person for me. And it's crazy to say these thank yous because you fucked me up. You told me I love you the day before you broke up with me. You told me you're wife. You told me that you'll never leave. You told me there's nothing wrong. There's nothing going on between you and her. You told me this might have been 24 hours before you said I deserve someone else. I deserve someone better. Because what did I really truly mean to you? What did I mean? Did I mean someone great, amazing, the person you thought, the person I thought you put onto a pedestal where you loved me for who I was, for every curve and stretch mark and scar that litters my body? Was I that person to you? Or was I always a person you use as a rebound to pick up the pieces, the broken heart that was left by your ex? Was I that person who just someone you can use, someone person you can manipulate, say all these great things about me that you knew that would make me fall in love? Which one was I? Because knowing this now makes me concerned on who I actually was when I was with you. Was I really happy? Can I hear we fought a lot? I just didn't believe it. Was I really happy when I told you I love you? Did I really mean it? I don't know anymore. I don't know who I was when I was with you. I don't even know who I am now after you did what you did. But I just want to continue to say thank you. It's stupid of me to say it, but I truly made it from my bottom of my heart. Thank you. Yeah! Okay, so next poem is going to be about fuckboys and Tinder, because why the fuck not? So these messages are real. I actually get these messages. So, are you ready?
Oh, God.
Do you want to be FWB? No, I thought you said you guys stopped texting me. I do, but like it's out of boredom that I text you. Why do you text me? Like, do something with your life. Like, am I that? Am I you that desperate? I'm an animal. Okay, your point. I would have fucked you so hard, baby girl. I'm like that with your tiny ass dick, right? I would have forced it. You would have forced rape upon me. Excuse you. We'll see about that. He was like, you think of rape when you thought of that, girl? You're disgusting. Bye. Okay. Bye. Hey, do you want a cuckold? What's cuckold? Where I watch you fuck another guy. Are you not that good in bed? Are you not adequate? Do you not want to join and participate? Hello? I know that is a cuckold thing, but learn how to use it, please. There is, we got cock rings. Learn how to use it. Don't be into cuckolding. Watch, I'm not going to kink shame. Neither do you, boo-boo. Hey baby girl, I haven't had someone who is Asian, so what do you want me to do? I'm Asian. Your point, are you into schoolgirls? Hee kawaii! No, thank you. You want to take my yellow belt? No, I don't have a yellow belt. I only play karate. Wrong Asian, by the way. I'm not Japanese. I'm Filipino and Chinese. Get it right. Come on. So, I get these messages and it makes me feel like, what the fuck's going on with the world? I have to get these messages from guys that I don't even know who are like 19 to 45, and I'm like, please don't judge my age range. So 19 to 45, he's telling me this? Some guy told me, do you want to be secretly together? Because I'm married. You're married and you're on here. Is your marriage failing that bad that you're coming at a 19-year-old? Excuse you? Do you have any problems? I think I'm old enough to be your daughter. Let's reevaluate the situation. Are you dating your daughter's friend at this point? Is it that bad with your wife's coochie? I'm sorry. What can I say? And I question these guys. Like, can I get a hello? Hey, how are you doing? No, I get, hi, mama. How's a fine ass doing tonight? You a Polynesian guy to let me dance on the hips for you, baby girl? No, I don't want you touching me. I don't like being touched. It's weird. I have boundaries. Stop. I know I'm kinky. I'm into some kinky ass shit, but I don't want to do it with you because you have creepy looking hands. So, these guys, it just doesn't happen in freaking phones either. I get all my in person. This guy, he's giving me a rape, right? He was like, you wouldn't let go. He told me to suck. Or no, blow. He coming up love. You want to let go. So he had crusting fingers. Oh, I was disgusted. I was mortified. I didn't want to blow anything because I knew he was going to give his dick. But I had to do what I did, so I blew the bait. And he was like, good girl, now suck. What? I know how to use a vape. I know how to inhale and exhale. I know how to use my lungs. You cannot constrict them with your hands. I can control myself. Men think because I'm a woman, because I am 5'2", because I am 19, that I cannot protect myself, that I can defend myself, that I can't stand up for who I am or who I'm going to be. Just because I'm a woman, guys think they can dominate me. Yes, I'm into it, but don't do it in the streets. Do it in the sheets. There's a difference. Girls, guys, I'm pretty, please don't do that. But if a guy wants to say hello, how you doing, take you on a nice date, then maybe something can happen. But until then, fuck off, fuck boys. Okay, so I'm gonna perform this song, and this is a really, not only my last, like this song, but I really do because it's my favorite song to dance to. And it's kind of inappropriate type of dancing because I don't have my Polynesian spirit, so I can't play it off as a traditional thing. Like I usually do. So my grandma sees it, she'd be like, boy, you're such a slut. I know. You know this.
That little slut was Genevieve, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you're welcome. Oh, my word.
Okay.
Let's see. Who wants to top that? Isaiah, you guys want some more music? Make some noise for Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm low-key mad because I thought I was the beneficiary. Obviously not.
Come on.
Anyways, how the fuck are you guys doing tonight? So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Isaiah Cuellar, a.k.a. Naughty Grim. I hope you guys like rap.
That's my dad.
That's my dad. Shout out to my dad. If you guys are excited as I am, I need you guys to make some noise. I call this past transgression. It's not a group on the beat. Got these bitches, I'm swerving. How the fuck you ask me?
motherfucker, I was born for the fame shit. Get the fuck out of the door, I hate shit. Everybody used to say, I wanna make it, but now I'm getting ready for the minute. Yeah, cause it's a beat drop hot and the show don't stop till they call this guy. Put yourself some pot, shake it out the shot, watch it hit the spot, feeling happy.
Turn off your cell phones, put them on vibrate. Emergency exit back there. That's an emergency exit only, all right? Please refrain from walking in front of the stage. Walk back there, but that should be a little walkway right there. It's okay. What else?
Larry, I need to see you for a minute.
I'll see you in a second. Where have you been, young lady?
Hey.
Make some noise for DJ, ladies and gentlemen.
times, but I'm really, really nervous. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm really nervous because I haven't been here in forever. If I mess up, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, all right. Love you. Babe, it's okay.
Thank you. Love you too. 2 days ago, a man I trusted wounded me. After telling him we were better off friends, he tried to kiss me. I turned my cheek, but upon rejection, he grabbed me. He leaned in again, open mouth this time. I pushed him and broke free, ran back to my friends and resumed normal. Visibly shaken, I tried to pretend everything was okay, but as I sat there surrounded by boos and voices, I couldn't help but wonder if I had invited this. A flashback of memories. The time I gave a guy I met in downtown my number. After texting for a few days, I tell him I'm not interested in sex. He asks why I waste his time if I'm not down. He asks if it's because no one else is interested in me. Sorry, I need a breather. 2, the time I found myself alone in the back room with an ex-coworker. I can't reach the top shelf, so he asks if he can help. He extends his hand to give me the item, but as I grab it, he pulls away. The momentum pulls me closer. Eyes locked now, body to body, his spare hand grazes my breast. Uneasy, I let go of the item and rush back to the sales floor. 3, the time he was on top of me in the living room, naked, on my back, legs open. The jingle of his belt buckle still lingers to this day. Heavy breath, he rubs his dick on my clit and looks at me. Do you like it? I don't remember my response, but it must have been yes, because that wasn't the last time. I was 5. Now the smell of the booze becomes potent. The voice is ringing. I step out of the garage to catch my breath and my thoughts. Anxiety fills my lungs. I escape to my happy place, because although this shell of flesh has been repeatedly violated and disrespected, this soul, my soul, has never been touched. She tells me every day that I didn't ask for this, that those who mistake smiles and kind words for sexual advances are predators who seek to fulfill their own needs. She reminds me that when the darkness consumed my eyes, I fought to find the light again. Together, we rebuild this life from brick and broken hearts, from misfortune and mortar, from disaster and dirt. I realize that my life is a masterpiece. And although some might consider me prey, a triumph of their evil ways, I refuse to live as a victim. Their actions will never steal my smile. Their misdeeds will never take my happiness. My spirit will never be broken or claimed, because I am beautiful and I am strong. And yes, I am a victim, but I am so much more than that. One more. This is called 8 Honest Thoughts on Sex. 1. I don't like boys who play games. You hate when girls hint at... Sorry, let me start over. 8 Honest Thoughts on Sex. 1. I don't like boys who play games. You hate when girls hint at things instead of saying exactly what they want. Well, so do girls. If you want to fuck, then just say it. 2. Being called a tease, the story of my fucking life. 3, when we were fucking this morning, he leaned into my ear and told me he was glad we met. Well, your dick is currently inside of me, so no shit. 4, I hate how respecting yourself and being reserved are synonymous in today's society. Why? Maybe sex feels good. Maybe I don't need people telling me how I should feel. Maybe I respect myself enough to know that having sex doesn't mean I don't respect myself. 5, I'm conflicted. As much as I like sex, I don't like feeling like all I'm good for is sex. 6, the bad thing about trying to be celibate and deleting all your booty calls, being drunk and horny as fuck. 7, why, oh why can I find someone who makes me come as hard as they make me laugh? 8, just because I wrote a poem about sex doesn't mean I want to fuck you. Thank you.
That was TJ, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Do you guys want a first timer?
Yeah.
Raise the motherfucking roof for Sandra, ladies and gentlemen. You can do louder than that. Louder.
Coming from down south, about 20 miles from a city called Paris. It is my first time. And a little bit about myself. I'm 42. I will be 43 on July 10th. And I just came out of the closet. I'm gay. I do karaoke on Wednesday nights, Thursday nights, Tuesday nights at the Pit Stop. So I'm not new to being in front of the audience. This is my first open mic, but karaoke, I've been doing that for 2 years. So, I'm going to do two poems since everybody else is doing two acts. I've decided I will do two acts as well. I wrote this in 2008. It's called Tightrope. Walk on the tightrope. For me, do what you see. Walk on the tightrope. Close your eyes and see. Tense is your legs as you confront of nylon. Curl around your toes. Hold on to the air, but don't look down. Back and forth you wobble. Watch that step. Looking down, you see specks below. Forms changing with your eyes. It's something of a surprise. You are changing from the inside. You are becoming one. You are the tightrope.
Amen.
Use my cell phone. A little bit of background. My mom passed away February 3rd this year due to Alzheimer's. She was 65. I was, thank God, with her, holding her hand in the nursing home. So I wrote this about a month ago. It's titled, You Were a Good Mom. You were a good mom. You used to sing to me in a song when I went to bed. You used to be there to help me out. Now I have no one to come to my rescue. I could always count on you to be there. Now it's just a blank stare. You were a good mom. You were funny and cool and just the right amount of everything. And now you're gone because your heart can sing. You were cheated out of a full life because of crazy brain disease. And I wish I had filled your life with more ease. Always made sure I ate and we were never homeless. You cried when I was 21 and I moved 2,000 miles away. I cried too, I must confess. I wanted to come home to the mom I remembered from my youth. I used to say in my 20s that my mouth was uncouth. You used to say that I was scaring you, yet you never wanted me to go to jail. Since you knew, they would never consider release, and I know you'd want me back with just one big laugh. I'm sorry that you were robbed of your life so young. Sorry that you didn't get to live to 98 like you had wanted. I would have loved to have you around. I lost you around 2010. No, even before then. I just didn't see the signs of your slow demise and how your mind would be slow to remember things or how to spell words. In 2010, you forgot how to say things on the phone. You asked me to write them down for you as if I was the one talking to someone on the phone. You always had my back and you helped me with my lap. You always welcomed me home after school and made lunch for me. Even though I wouldn't eat it, you still made my lunch for me every weekday. You were a good mom. You saw when I was upset, even when I didn't want to admit it. You saw when I was too serious. You'd make faces at me to make me smile. Your faces were delirious. You were the mom that everybody wanted. You were the woman that only I got to know. No one else really got to know you, since you had a social fear. And people were out to judge you. So many people said you were so quiet, yet I knew you as funny, silly, and compassionate. No one had a chance to get to know you because you didn't allow them in. And I wish I can go back to 1986 to help you make some friends. I wish I can be more of an understanding daughter towards you in my 20s and 30s. You told me when I was 20 that you wanted another child. Just so you know, I regret saying that I never wanted any children when I was 28. I wish I could have given you at least one grandbaby in 2008. Maybe you'd still be around with a 10-year-old grandchild in a strange twist of fate. I'm sorry this disease killed your brain. It robbed you of the last 10 years or more. I would have loved to see you with your white hair. You love life so damn much. You never viewed life as a crutch. Yet you were so freaking afraid of death, and yet you died peacefully with a graceful touch. I would have loved to see us grow old together. I often pretend you work out at the gym in strong weather. That would have been grand to see you gain muscle and watch your daughter emerge from beneath the layers of fat. I'm sad to say I'm here on this earth to see my transformation. I know you can see it from that obscure location. I'd love to see your face right now and show you my younger body. My face is younger too. What would you say? What would you do? You tell me to lose the weight for my health, and then you want to see my the daughter you raised in wealth. I wish I could go back in time and help you eat more fruits and vegetables and explain how grains would kill your brain. The one thing you feared the most, Alzheimer's, is what you got. And I'm sad to say, if you don't have your brain or memories, then life is not worth living and you are nothing. I don't know why I was saying that. And I'm sorry that I said those words. Even to this day, the hardest thing for me to say is, you knew you were dying 2 years ago. You told me. I can still hear those words. Sandra, I think I'm dying. I heard the deep sorrow and despair in your voice. I know how much you feared. My heart is filled with sorrow and pain from your life cut short. The sad truth is, the last 2 years of your life, it's hell on earth. It was hell for me too. I wasn't getting any sleep, and you were too confused to care for why. I couldn't sleep at night either. You'd walk in circles all day in a haze. You forgot who I was 3 months before your death, and your dementia made you a totally different woman. Now my life is focused all on me. You'd be very proud of your daughter. You'd be so happy. Of the changes I've made in my life, you were a good mom. You used to sing to me in a song. I'm happy to call you my mom. My heart breaks for our relationship. When your mind was around, and you were my best friend. And I was too dumb and selfish to see your love for me. We were really attached at the hip, and you always made sure I knew if I was giving you any lip. You were always there for me, even though we had our differences. You were a good mom. I love you, Mama.
Thank you, guys. I love this crowd, and I'll be back again next Monday.
That was Sandra, ladies and gentlemen. Make it real down here. Right. Hey, MC, right? You have a little public announcement that you would like to come up and say? And you also want to come and perform? Yes? Make some noise for MC, ladies and gentlemen!
Hey, what's goody, goody? The announcement is I make natural soaps out of natural ingredients, you know what I'm saying? So I got samples and all of that. But we're fit to get to the praise. I'm fit to freestyle a couple of little joints real quick, you know, and enjoy. And I hope everybody finds everlasting peace. You know what I'm saying? Everlasting life. Bless you all. Whatever you're going through, live forever. How about that? So the Father gave me infinite bars, you know what I'm saying? It's in my heart. It's like a fire. I be at the crib just spitting bars, but, you know, I got to let it go. You know what I'm saying? It's something. I got to let it go. So, you know. Absolutely original. Off the dome right now in the spirit. Just off the beat. So let me get the first one there. You know, they're pretty quick. You know. Bless everybody. You know what I'm saying? Good. Yeah. Okay, we're going to get a little jazzy. Just turn it down a little bit because I really want people to hear the words, you know what I'm saying? Bless you. Okay, this is my boy Nas, you know what I'm saying? Alright, yeah. All right. Come on, come on, come on. Father, bless, bless. Yeah, okay.
I'm vibing with it. Thank the Father, start anytime with it. Giving glory to the Father, got me on time with it. Yeah, fit to come through. Come through with the understanding what it do. Seeking wisdom every time I fold. Giving glory to the Most High, so cold. What you really know? Got to have understanding in this world. Stay away from certain vibrations while I'm still pacing. Trying to get the understanding like I'm a mason. Building understanding in my path, what you know? Stacking up books like a throne. Glory to the name till I really make it home. Ain't tripping about the currency, all about the health. Trying to get the body better, better than the wealth. What you know? True when I really spit the juice. Glory to the name, and it ain't about the noose. Resurrected already, man, I ain't gonna die. Everlasting life is in my veins, baby, don't die. It's all a belief, the power what you be. Got to have that mentality. Understand, this whole world just is a plan. Understand who you is and believe the man. Glory, never falling, got the calling, never stalling. Freestyle king, but I'm never balling. Meek and humble, like I'm real weak. I serve the understanding that's on top of me. Yes, believe what you are. You believe you a star, you gon' fly like a bar. Never falling, got the calling. Seeing signs every day, seeing spiritual things. Baby, I already made it. Had a demon, slammed me in darkness. Seen the gates of hell already. I'm that bold, bold as a lion. Strong and I'm cold. When I see my wife, baby, come on, come on, we gon' roll on. Giving glory to the throne. I'm the kingdom and the heavenly spirit is on tone with it. On tone, get it. Glory to the Most High, from the top to the bottom, baby, let's get it. Never falling, got the calling. Freestyle, baby, never stalling. No constipated flow, let it out and let them know. Glory to their name, it's about the belief and let them go. If you believe you will prosper, you is though. You hanging around them dummies, you a dumb bro. What you know, man, we eat them up like go. Giving glory to the Most High, though. Ain't repping my name, it ain't about me. I'm giving glory to the Most High, Son B. It was the word that became flesh in the beginning. Everybody take a breath. Yeah, don't think about it. It was given to you. Giving glory to the Father. This was already written to you. Been slammed like a minute. Seen the Grim Reaper slam me, trying to win me. Trying to possess me. Dealing with witches and demons and stuff. Like I was the stuff. Had the word in my tongue. Guess what? Demon had to jump off me real quick. Cause I didn't belong to that darkness ish. Yes, child of light. In the heart we fight. Giving glory to the Father. That belief tonight. Believe whatever you want. Believe you got it. But you gotta have the works. You gotta have the works. Let's get it. Giving glory to the Father. I'm with it. I never fallin'. Baby got the calling, no stalling. That heart hitting like we own it. Rolling, playing in the game already written. And understand nothing is what you going through that the Father hasn't already seen you through. What you knew, prophecy is real. Be a understand that the pill, red or blue, baby, make a deal. What you know? Glory. Bless y'all, bless y'all. And y'all clapping for yourselves, you know what I'm saying? All day, you know. All right, two real quick ones. I know y'all trying to get on it and inspire, so, you know, man. Thank you, brother, for letting me on, man. Bless you, man. Bless you.
Yeah.
All right, two more quick ones, you know what I'm saying? All right. They're like 2 minutes. Okay, thank you. All right, can you turn this up just a tad, brother? Thank you so much. This one is, Titty Boy 2 Chainz, I don't know. Alright? Titty Boy 2 Chainz, right? Hey, okay. Hey, I've been through a lot. I've been learning every day how not to be a hypocrite, you know what I'm saying? How to treat my neighbor and I get that same energy in return. I understand what I came through. Came through some hood situations. Now I'm blue, cool, kicking back, listening. Listening to the word. Adding knowledge to my body, baby, like a herb. help what I'm seeking. Forget about the money. That money gon' burn. Forget about the honey. But guess what? All the riches in the earth belong to the meek anyway. So if you greedy, guess what? Gonna give it up. You gonna give it up. Cause them Hebrews give it up. Glory never gon' die. Never gon' fall. Never gon' fail. Uphold it, can you tell? Glory. And we never gon' stop inspiring my neighbor, baby. Yeah, we gon' shop. Let that Holy Spirit tickle down the spine. Baby, guess what? That guitar was hitting every line. I love my brother. You the most humble brother I seen. Bless the Most High. Compliments for the King. What you really know? Don't hearken on them dreams. Them dreams is a lie. But guess what? You ain't gonna die. Believe. Don't get caught up in the Hollywood movie. Stuff is tough. Prophecy is sound doctrine. If you wanna read a book, take the book of Enoch and put it in your look. Book of Enoch, book of Jasher, the Apocrypha, King James 16:11, all history. Put that mind, let's get it. Understand the path and you'll understand the spirit. Never fall, never fail. Can you tell? Giving glory. Already escaped it that hell. If you understand consequences for them actions, I don't judge a man. Let you do your thing. I'm action. Gotta worry about my own path and my own trail. Why am I talking about what you doing in your jail cell? I ain't tripping. I'm free. Freestyle like I please. Giving glory to the Father. Bring them to their knees. Yeah. I'll bow to the righteous. Yeah. Hey, bless you, bless you. Do I have time for two more minutes, sir? Oh, bless you. All right. One more. This is Lil Boosie. Crazy. I don't know if I want it out, but okay. This is Lil Boosie Crazy. I'm going to sing this one, right?
Do it.
Might as well, right? This is my wife. Where you at, baby? Hey. Okay. Yeah. This was to my wife. Matter of fact, yes. I'm going to show you, baby girl. Look. We got some natural soaps right here. We got. We got that goat milk and honey. Oh, and that oatmeal and brown sugar. Got that ginger too, and that charcoal brand too, yeah. And I have your skin nice. If you're going through eczema, think twice. Ain't no nothing that you can't do. We gon' make it through. I need a help me, help me, help me. Baby, I got a farm. I'm trying to stack it up. Fit to get these horses right. I need my cowgirl on the side. If we with them whips, never die. Baby, let's prosper and grow this corn on the side. What you know? Got the herbs in the shed. When we grow them up, anybody wants some weed, baby, we gon' blow it up. Baby, and we grow it up too while we prosper. I ain't tripping, baby, and we stacking them inventories. Stack your inventories up. Any entrepreneurs out there, keep doing your thing. Glory to the King. Prosper your skill. Make your hands real nice. Make your hands real neat. And you'll defeat all the rice. Enemy trailing. I know you got haters on your side trying to take you out, baby, but you'll ride. Just do good inside. Stay away from your enemies. All good. Stick around prophets and engineers in the hood. Bet you'll come up. What you really know. Hang around bosses. You will be a boss. Don't hang around crosses. Nah, keep a straight and narrow path. And we gon' be cool. I sing the beat, baby, and we gonna make it through. Love you. For life right there. celebrate life while we got the light.
That was MC, ladies and gentlemen.
Good job, good job. Oh, this your first time up here with us?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, hold on.
Don't be walking in front of the stage, motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
Where's that comic book? Is that comic book still going? Pass it along. All right. We have a first timer, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh. Raise the motherfucking roof for Crescent Road, ladies and gentlemen.
You like this dress?
You look fabulous.
Thank you, sir. So, I wrote a couple of poems a couple weeks ago, and I'd like to share them today. This first poem, I saw a story in these two paintings I saw, and it moved me enough to write something about it. A jump from color to color. The milky sky melts in grays, and the cracks of the sky ripping love apart. My purple sky once cried red, in cadence to the holes in my heart. His love was never meant to be, as she jumped from panel to panel, searching, looking, throwing love away to the holes in the wind, to the cracks in the breeze. I remember the cosmic pink streaks in my world of grays and blues, the return of his crystal blue hues, and the quiet fire in his stare, the neon love full of hair. A jump from color to color, two lovers that shared a dream, the milky sky melts in gray, against metal gods and wars of green, with the cracks of the sky ripping love apart, dull drones quiet to the shrieks. My purple sky once cried red, in cadence to the cracks of my heart. Dull drums, quiet to the streets. I remember the cosmic pink streaks in my world of fallen gray hues, the return of her crystal blue hair and the fire of her stare. This last one is titled How to Dance Without Moonlight. How to dance, how to moon. How to live, how to give. How to grow, how to know. How to sparkle, how to frozen field of ash and charcoal. How to listen to the world around. How to keep a promise bound. How to tell you I'm sorry. How to keep dancing without any moonlight.
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen. You never know what's going to come up and perform for you, right? Hey, do you guys want some pussy power?
Yeah! Yeah, make some noise for Cynthia Young, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to RuPo, woo-hoo! Riverside Underground Performance Organization. That's who we are. Woo! There are t-shirts that say RuPo on them, so if you want to represent, see me or Mario. Thank you for coming out tonight. I have a few poems for you. I'm going to start you off with one that's titled Quid Pro Quo. Oh, I finally met a woman that rocked my world, and I wanted to make her my forever girl. You see, she's very independent, not the kind of girl asking for handouts to help her pay the rent. The first time we made love, I couldn't wait to show her how much I loved her body. I went down south and motorboated her into another stratosphere. She tossed her head side to side, tweaked her tits, moaned, and licked her lips. I was the captain of her ship. My manhood began to grow, and I was ready for her to reciprocate. That's when she put her finger in my face and told me she would not go down to my dark, hairy place. I booted her ass out. Oh, hell no, she couldn't stay. I'm all about equal opportunity sexual play. No quid pro quo. Baby, your ass got to go. Respect too, you know? Yeah. And this one is titled Hurry Home. Right now this book is titled Synthology. I have a series of poems in three books titled Synthology. And this one is Hurry Home. They talked on the telephone while he was at work. He was stressed out. He said his boss was acting like a jerk. She told him not to stress, come to the parking lot and see her new red dress. When he got to the car, she did not disappoint him. Her dress was off the shoulder and skin tight. His hands began to roam. She kissed him with her luscious ruby red lips and slowly moved her hips, bumping, grinding, and pressing his limits. His hands moved all over her body, down her smooth bare legs, up her thigh, and there he found a pleasant surprise. His woman was naked under that dress, and he could feel himself begin to de-stress. He eased his fingers inside her, and she was wet, hot, and throbbing just like him. When he felt her release, he removed his fingers and slowly licked her honey one finger at a time. They kissed passionately, and the things she was doing to him swirled in his mind. She stroked him and stroked him until he was hard and straight up. Then she kissed and massaged his head until it blew up. He wanted to continue their grind, and he sure as hell didn't want to stay behind. With a sly smile, she whispered in his ear, "This is just a tease to let you know I'll be waiting for you with a surprise when you walk through the door." He hurried home with lust on his mind, her taste lingering on his tongue. And what do you think he found that blew his mind? His boyfriend on top of his woman, working a 69. Yeah. This next poem is titled, Where You At?
Why you asking, girl?
Hola, papi. Hurry home tonight. Cause when you get here, I'll be ready for you lying on my back. I'm muy caliente, and as usual, I won't disappoint you. I'll be dressed in my nurse's uniform, waiting for you with a big fat joint. Candlelight, soft music, and a hot bubble bath. I'll get wet as you kiss my slippery tight ass. Let's take our time. I want this night to last. When you rise and erupt, I won't choke. I'll drink it down like it's a sugar-free Coke. So, mi corazón, don't be late. I want you, and I don't want to wait. Hours later, she calls again. Hola, papi, where you at? The bath is cold, dinner is old, and I'm tired of lying on my back. I'm not waiting another minute. I'm pissed, and there's nothing I want from you. The night is ruined. Where the hell are you? She put on her clothes and headed for the door. She vowed she didn't want his ass anymore. Then lo and behold, she sees him in the club with his arm around a friend of hers. Drinks are thrown, weaves are blown, and she blacked his eyes as she left for home. What a night. Certainly not what she planned. But she knows him, and he'll come around tomorrow with his dick in his hand, because he has big cojones, and she likes that about her man. And the last one I have for you tonight, Synthology, a collection of rhymes, is available on online retailers and from me. I have books with me. And all the poems that I've read for you tonight are on a CD titled Sensations, along with 27 other ones just like it. This poem is titled Two Kinds of Love. Let me love you the way I know how. I promise I will use all my experience to make you say, wow. I'll begin with just the right kiss that's not too wet to start a slow burn inside. So baby, relax. Close your eyes. Because I am definitely going to increase your size. Another kiss, more urgent this time. Now I can feel you really unwind. I know what makes you tick. I'm going to lick, 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 like it's a popsicle on a stick. I know you'll love my butterfly flick. Top to bottom, nothing will be missed. I aim to please and give you pure bliss. I know when to tighten it, slow it down, stop it or move it around. Your climax will be off the hook. See, here it comes. I know that look. Keep it coming. I'm prepared to do more. Pull my hair, smack my ass. All that does is make me better at my task. I control the flow. I can make it fast or slow. And that will drive you wild. You better know you are not playing with a child. When you're inside me, I won't flinch. There's nothing you can do to make me wince. I know all the tricks from both sides of the fence. How, you ask, did I get all of my experience? I'm a pretty woman that used to have a dick. Get disappointed. That is not about me. That poem was inspired by a beautiful transgender woman named Carmen Carrera. Thank you.
To the young ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Anna, are you ready to do come? Or if you want to wait until Dante comes back, we'll wait until Dante comes. Jazz, are you here?
Yeah.
And it's your first time.
Make some motherfucking noise for Jazz, ladies and gentlemen! Louder!
How y'all doing?
Good evening.
Hi! Alright, I'm Jazz.
Hi, Jazz.
Deep down in my mind, somewhere, Erykah Badu is my long-lost auntie. So, with that being said, I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit.
Okay.
Alright. Man, fuck. Lights flashing in my rear view. Driver, pull over. Alright, man, I hear you. Man. Do you know... hold on, sorry. Let me start. Man, fuck. Lights flashing in my rear view. Driver, pull over. Alright, damn, man, I hear you. Panicking, scrambling, searching for my info. Damn, there he go in my window. Do you know why I stopped you today? Damn, how you afford all this? What kind of sports you play? Meanwhile, what he mean is, this too good of a neighborhood. What you doing around this way? Hold on, man. See, we ain't come for no altercation. Not trying to give you any reason to win a paid vacation. But when you look like us, not even Jesus can offer no salvation. Hold up. What the fuck? Who you think you are? That's enough. Get the fuck out the car. See, I done had enough of your sass. Oh yeah, I'm about to show your ass. Get down. Stop resisting. You too brown. Stop existing. Oh, hell no. What I get myself into? Shit. Fuck. My bad, y'all.
You got this.
Alright, let me start that part over. Get down, stop resisting. You too brown, stop existing. You hear our complaints, but are you listening? Ain't pay us no reparations, but at least you can pay attention. Insight on our tales of our hells, you ain't learning no church. And you'll turn a blind eye because it wasn't your kin in the back of that hearse. And they'll try to justify the shit, which only makes it get worse. And they'll say, we acquired your record from back in the day. Yeah, we see here you stole some candy back in the fourth grade. Just collecting the debt to society for what your life paid. Man, we also noticed you grew up with no father figure. As if that was a reason for you to pull the trigger. That was somebody's daddy, mother, sister, brother. But to you, it was just another nigga. This one I wrote today. I get asked this shit a million times, and sometimes motherfuckers don't even ask. This one is called Fuck Nah, You Can't Touch My Hair. Golly gee, it's so neat. How you get it to stay like that is beyond me. Surely, if I just reached, you wouldn't care. Fuck nah, you can't touch my hair. Oh man, come on, what's the big deal? It'll only be a few seconds, just let me feel. I just want to find out if it's real. Please, man, I swear. Fuck nah, you can't touch my hair. You let Shaniqua, Tasha, and Nia do it, that's not fair. Boy, you think I really give a fucking care? I see you watching with that stupid ass blank stare. But the answer is still, fuck no, you can't touch my hair.
That was jazz, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, when you come up to jazz, you cannot touch that hair. Oh, do you guys want a little bit of comedy? Brendan Tracy, are you ready to come up and do your thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for coming up for Brendan Tracy. This whole entire fucking section, I swear, over here, you gotta make some loud noise.
What's up, Rupo?
Good evening.
I would encourage everybody to go to MondayNightRupo.com and subscribe to the podcast, rate, review on iTunes, or I guess it's called Apple Podcasts if it's on your phone for some reason. Some guy on YouTube like literally just told me how much I suck at comedy. So, you know, it's fun. It's what you do when you put yourself out there, right?
Right.
You gotta be willing to take those shots, especially from anonymous strangers on the internet.
Right.
This guy did use his first and last name, so I think he was actually being genuine in his utter destroying of my passion. You know, it's okay though. It's okay. I'm trying to work myself through it right now that it's okay. I'm funny. And I'm just telling myself, I'm funny. My name's Brendan. I'm not from Yucaipa. God, I can't believe I almost said that. I live in Yucaipa. I think that's a story for some people, is the housing just gets totally out of control here in Southern California. I started in Los Angeles, and I'm slowly getting pushed out to Yucaipa. Pretty soon, I'm going to be out in the desert with the Hills Have Eyes people out there. I don't know if you guys have ever been out to 29 Palms, no offense of anybody, but every time I go out there for something, I'm just like, who the fuck lives out here? And how do they get anything? I guess they don't want. They eat people, and I don't know. Because there's no stores out there. Where the fuck are they getting their food? Like, I'm talking, like, way the fuck out there, where you're driving to Laughlin, and there's desert, and every once in a while, you'll see, like, a shanty or something. You're just like, there's a serial killer living out there. Yep, that's where they are. I don't understand why the cops have such trouble finding them. Pretty sure that's where they are. Let's see. Yeah, so I was thinking the other day, I'm 38, I'm on summer vacation. You might ask how. I got a job at a school, you guys. I figured out the secret to life. The secret to life, because you grow up and you get summer vacation, and then you graduate whatever high school, college, whatever you decide to leave school, and then it's like summer vacation's over. You hear like, get ready for summer. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? I still have to go to work. Nothing changes as an adult, except like it's hot. And then there's more kids at the mall during the day and at movies, and you're like, I hate this. Why aren't they in school? But I figured out the secret, and the secret is go get a job at a school, and then you get summer vacation again. And let me tell you guys, summer vacation when you're 30s is so much better than when you were a kid, because you can do all the shit you wanted to do during the summer and your parents would not let you. It's like, you want to stay up till 3 in the morning? Fuck yeah. You want to eat like breakfast at 4:45 p.m.? You can do that. And smoke a lot of weed and do all the typical things you would do. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that's what I did during the summer when I was like in college, but it's fun. It's fun now. Because that's all, we gotta hold on to our youth as we get older. Because, I mean, I don't understand what people think maturity is, because I'm 38 years old, and I guess at some point I'm just gonna throw away my video games and all the other shit and pick up some golf clubs and be like, yeah. Like, what the fuck? I don't think maturity is what people think it means. Like, I mean, like, I just don't see that turn happening ever. So I guess maybe I don't know. I think that says something about me. Something else that says something about me. People like, Brendan, you're 38 years old, why aren't you in a relationship? And I was like, well, there's so many reasons, one of which is I'm mostly gay. And you ask what mostly gay means, it means mostly gay because men are assholes. I don't know if you've read the news lately, but men are assholes, especially white men. That's why I took a break from white men, and I'm like, nah, you guys are dicks. But it's kind of hard out there. And then, like, the last girl I dated had, like, secret kids. Like, that's a thing out here. Like, you go on Tinder, and it looks like a normal lady, and she's like, come to my house, and it's a normal house and everything's cool, and then you like hear something from the basement. Oh, don't pay attention to that. That's nothing in there. Can you give me 5 minutes? And they just disappear. And you hear like a little bit of shuffling. And I'm just like, did I hear a baby? Do you have a baby? You could tell me. I'm not gonna let him run away and leave. And she said, actually, I have 3 children, and I ran away and left. She was hiding 3 children. We went on 3 dates, and I had no idea. No idea. Secret kids. It's a thing you have to look out for all you guys out there, and women. I mean, I met a dude that had secret kids. Because he's like fake straight. And I'm like, I'm not doing that shit. I came out when I was 30 years old. I'm not dealing with your shit. It took me 30 years to deal with my own shit. So, like, if you still have a wife and a kid and then you want to fuck me, like, nah. I am too old for that shit. Go find some young boy. Not boy. 20, I mean boy in, like, a proper sense. Like, 21-year-old boy. Because for me, if they're 21, they're a boy. That's what I mean, boy. Not boy. Come on, guys. Alright, I got one more thing, because I was going to talk about how when my friend, because my friends always ask me if I have a relationship, and one of my friends is like a matchmaker, like that's what she does, and And one time I asked her, I'm like, why don't you match me? And she just really, without even thinking, she's like, you're too difficult. And I was like, that's fair. Because, like, when I'm filling out a dating profile, it's hard to put 38, mostly gay, depressed, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, adult ADHD, sometimes can't sleep in the dark. That's a lot. It's a lot. So I just, and then there's the fact my interests, and it's like mostly involves wrestling, hence the hat, and then particularly like Japanese wrestling. So it's like, yo, do you want to come over to my house at 3 a.m. to watch the Kazuchika Okada versus Kenny Omega best of three falls match that lasts 1 hour and 10 minutes? Like, that's not something I can just put out there. Like, yeah, that's what turns me on, baby. 2 out of 3 falls. Yeah. All right, that's going to be it for me. Be sure to check out MondayNightRepo.com. My name is Brendan Creasy. Add Wonderman on Twitter. Also, coming up in August, Brendo's Undergrind comedy show happening here. Yeah. Stay tuned for details. Thank you, everybody. Yeah.
That was Brendan Creasy, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Dante's not coming back down here.
Oh, fuck Dante.
Fuck Dante. Oh,
fuck Dante. Human.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
You got books for sale, huh?
I do.
Make some noise for Human, ladies and gentlemen.
This section over here. Hold up. I'm calling out some motherfucking people over here. This whole entire fucking section needs to make some noise. Louder, ladies and gentlemen!
Hello, hello. How is everyone doing tonight? Awesome. Hope you guys are feeling pretty good, because I wrote a book called What It Means to Feel, and it's all poetry and feelings and sad stuff.
Right.
And like art. Well, it's available on Amazon. I released it this past December, and I have books with me tonight, so if you guys want to pick something up, I got it right here. So I got something I'm going to read from the book tonight, some of my phone, and maybe something else. So let's see. I've read this one before, but it's one of my favorites, so I got it. So, this one's called Making Love. You know how to make love with what's between your legs, while wrapping your arms around me like a piece of silk string so gentle. You caress the soft parts of my skin, undo the seams of my spine, until you're holding the back of my head like a babe, because you tell me I'm yours. Making a fist, you grab the nest upon my head, twigs and all, in between your fingers. Pulling me towards you, I can see lust on your breath waiting to fall into mine as we only seem to sleep in each other's bed. I stare into eyes reminiscent of the night we first met until I open mine and realize yours are closed the whole time. Rush after rush, you flow into me. Waves crash into a mountain and I melt into sand with every kiss and push. You can make sirens cry out from my mouth in ways no one else can, because I'm your singer, your poet, your artist, your babe. We paint the scene the same way every time, using the colors of what I choose to let you do and what I choose not to say. Soon, after you've struck the last hour of what you have to offer me, we'll lay in bed the same way lovers do in romance movies. Because we are in sync and just so in love. But we don't lie on the same wavelength you want us to be on. I will fall into slumber with silly dreams of nine, unaware you dream a rewind of you thrusting yourself upon me. I'll wake on the ruins of what our love should have implemented, see you go on about your day, throwing me glances but with tones that tell me I can't wait again for last night. Because love only consists of what I do in bed for you. I'll stand on the bank of knowledge with its trickling melancholic rapids, never jumping in time or you'll notice. I don't want you to feel as prisoner against my tides. If I do, you'll realize I'm an earthquake against a landslide, crushing your little town underneath. I think instead, I'll retreat into your arms like I always do, keeping to myself the terror I can invoke on your happy face, even if our love is only true to you. This one's called, I Can't Give Back to You. The monster screeches in the movie background, but neither of us scream in terror. You're breathing on my neck, and I'm holding soft cotton for hands. Your smile wraps around the dark room we sleep as you persist in asking me if I'm okay. You're one of the first to ask, to care. And I do, but I can't feel it. I can feel us skin to skin. I can feel your heart beat, 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 faster and faster the longer we lay in your bed. You ask again, are you okay? I'm fine. Are you sure? Yeah, I was just spacing out for a minute. I was just falling out of your orbit and into the Oort cloud and beyond. But I can still feel you. I can feel the heat as it leaves your breath. I can feel the pulse as you try to move closer. And I do too. But I can't feel it. You kiss me hard. And I feel the love pouring out of you, blazing our Sunday night. I can feel it. I kiss you back harder and drip some saline and taco flavoring left from dinner into you. Can you feel it? Can you feel that I can't feel it too? I can't give back to you. I can love you as characters and lovers would. Play the part, fill your heart. And when it breaks apart, I'll sew it together. But I can't love you as the monster. This one's called, You're Not Coming Back. I left the porch light on, waiting for you to come home. For you to lay in my arms and press lips onto skin, still scarred from kisses, muscle memory, I miss it. I left the front door unlocked, waiting for my love to come home. For you to decorate our space, send vibrations through air, sing in musical mumbles, and say it was all for me. You left me on the porch, told me to turn the light on, told me to keep the front door unlocked, so you could slide back in and keep us sweet as we slept. Don't you know I dreamt you'd never leave? This one's called, I Finally Understand. You remind me of everyone else who didn't understand. I say I have galaxies swirling inside me. I'm sorry. What do you mean? And I cry at the mundane and extraordinary because I am learning to allow myself to feel alive. I've never thought about that. My thinking isn't a direct path leading to simple epiphanies, but rather planets that collide behind my eyes and the debris fires off my tongue. But you couldn't understand. And now, I finally understand. So I started working on another poetry project, another book maybe, but probably won't be out for a long time, but I thought I wanted to share some that I've written for recently. So this is called The Storm, 100 Years, a Poem in Two Parts. One. For 100 years the storm raged. For 100 years sky fractured into light. Upon the blue came the gray. Upon the land, many washed away. In 100 years, the poles switched twice. In 100 years, the planet lost a third of life. Then the moon went away and left the quakes. And the sun stayed and dried up all the lakes. In 100 years, is my body laid on the ocean floor. In 100 years, I become one with the irradiated sand. Two. When the storm came, I denied witness.
when the storm came, my weather didn't change. For 100 years, I would be found locked underground. For 100 years, I thought into endless cycles. Last in the world, and my eyes only met my shoes. Last in the world, and who is there to tell? In 100 years, love is held only by the dust. In 100 years, I dance in all agony, all rust. At the end, I wish for the mind asleep. At the end, I saw my last stars and cried free. So I have one more tonight, but I have a little short story for it. So I've kind of gone through life, you know, just like anyone else, kind of like floating around and things happen. I'm like, oh no, it happened. And I've often found myself in these like situations where it's like the worst of the worst. Like this one time in high school, I was like this close to being expelled, and like, hey, you can either get like, you know, suspended and recommended for expulsion, or you could go to therapy at this church for 8 weeks. I didn't want to get expelled, so went to therapy. Not exactly the best situation when the therapist ended up telling me after 8 weeks that, you know, I don't think you're really depressed. I think you just need a friend. He was right about one of those things. I was very much depressed. So it's this weird luck of mine that I just end up in these scenarios. And so I decided to finally find a way to write about this. So this is called Luck of Mine. A luck found inside the heart of a thousand arms, reaching and yearning on every beat. And it's all mine. A luck found inside brought me to the brink, only to see coral I hadn't seen before. And it's all mine. A luck found inside, a holy ember always blue, growing taller, glowing brighter. And it's all mine. A luck found inside, almost hidden in my shadow, doesn't look to try soft red. But it's all mine. A luck found inside slips under your skin and pushes me toward the door. And it's all fine. The luck found inside, now quiet but alluring, mumbles feet in my slumber, and it's all fine. The luck found inside cries under the waterfall but echoes through the canyon. But it's all mine. The luck was found outside, under souls and in metal poles, and all gleamed red, 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 and it's all fine. The luck found inside weeped until the sun rose and sits now upon a shelf, and it's all mine. Thank you. So my book, What It Means to Feel, What It Means to Feel Human, is up on Amazon right now, and I have copies with me tonight, so get yourself one, get sad, have fun, and I don't know, have a great time.
Yeah! That was human, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10:40. I've got a shitload of people. Ladies, the next three performers, I'm going to try to get you three ladies on right now, and then we're going to try to get one musician up, okay? For one song for the musician. Anna, are you ready to come up and do your thing?
So it's going to be Anna, Kay Renee.
Anna, Ray, Kay Renee, and then we're going to have James Armour come up, all right? So let's see if we can fit all these people in there. Make some noise for Anna.
Jeez, no pressure, right?
No pressure.
Okay, so I've got two poems tonight, a special request from Genevieve.
Hey.
And my cousin Kayla, who is here.
Hey,
I have not seen
Kayla.
Her for months. And I'm very happy. Oh my goodness. Okay, so while I'm looking for this, I've got two things that I wanted to say. First thing, kind of weird, but like before I come up here, like I've got this vibe going, and I'm like, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna say this, and then when I get up on stage, it's just like all that is wiped out, and I'm just like feeding off your energy. So like, I think that's pretty cool, and just like keep that in mind when I'm up here. Next time.
You're pretty cool.
Hey, thanks.
Love you, Anna.
Yeah. I love you too. Oh my gosh, I'm literally going to die right now. Okay, so. Okay, I found it. I found it, Jenny. Why am I shaking right now?
You're okay. So excited.
Okay, so it's called Dreamers. They say early bird gets the worm. Well, bird never went to sleep. Bird overthinks, wants to be free, but is trapped inside a homemade cage. Bird knows that there are those with heavier bones than his own, but for some reason, that doesn't make him feel any better. They say misery loves company, but Bird wouldn't wish misery upon even his worst enemy. Bird wishes he didn't feel so much. Bird looks out of his tree into girl's window. He can tell she isn't happy. He wonders why she only uses her legs. I mean, where are her wings? Bird has noticed that girl hasn't moved in a few days. She must have finally wore herself out. She is spectacular, and while he enjoys the view, Bird hopes that girl learns to fly soon. They say early bird gets the worm, but girl can't get out of bed. Girl can't get out of her own head, wants to be free but is trapped inside a homemade hell. Girl knows that there are those with worse problems, deeper cuts than her own, but for some reason, that doesn't make her feel any better. They say misery loves company, but girl wouldn't wish misery upon even her worst enemy. Wouldn't even wish it upon that bird. Girl looks out her window into bird's tree. She can tell he isn't happy. She wonders, why does this bird keep staring at me? Girl has noticed that bird doesn't sing the way the others do. It is peaceful, and while she appreciates the silence, girl hopes bird learns to sing soon. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I opened it right to the thing. That was funny. Okay. I'm sorry. That was my neighbor's laugh. This is called Heated Love. Your sweet scent draws me in, as if you're the blood to my shark-like desires. Your color catches my attention, as if you're the white, bright light at the end of the tunnel to my survivor-like instincts. The softness of your skin brushing against my fingertips as I hold you holds me. Packages me in a shell of delight, then ships me off to a place above the little cloud you appear to be, a place of all-consuming bliss. The roundness of your being gives off the illusion that you're all I need. Just when I think it couldn't get any better, I sink in my teeth. As your flesh glides across my tongue, taste buds are working overtime. This isn't something they want to miss. The way you stimulate my mind like a sweet, conscious dream. The way you stick to my teeth and flow down my throat like a stream. The sensation of your heat. Oh, roasted marshmallow, how could I resist thee? Thank you.
That was Anna, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it going for Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
It's actually just one big piece. It's very much so. Okay, so I'm going to try to do... It's a repeat, I know, but I'm trying to memorize this one, so we'll see. A lighthouse, you called me. A shining light through the fog in your head, an anchor. Lying next to you in bed, you said I gave you clarity. When I was gone, you couldn't see, but even in the dark, you should have felt that wasn't me. Being lost is no excuse, and now you'll have to make do because you broke my fucking heart and it was still yours to choose. See, I've trusted you enough to finally be myself, the most vulnerable I've ever been, and I called it growth, but I guess that I was wrong because here lies the wreckage of the best ship I've ever sailed, and only you know what its name is. I guess I knew that this was temporary, but thought it'd end on my own terms. But now you've torn it all apart, and it's my chest that burns. I fucking treasured you. But I guess it wasn't enough. Now the seas are getting rough. Do you even know what it takes to run a lighthouse? Apparently not. You ask me to forgive you, say you're done with the lies, but how silly I'd be to believe you when your actions told me otherwise. You made your mistake, and it's dark now, and you're the only one here to blame. What we had once so sweet, now lit up in flames, but I guess that's light to swim by, to the shores of distant goodbyes. Just, darling, please, don't drown. Thank you. Way over here in the car. Don't touch the drive, friends. I never learned to speak with bodies. Can't seem to get mine to talk. My voice has always served as protection when my body has been too weak to walk. And maybe this, too, is inherently flawed. Words have the capacity to reframe reality, and sometimes I do it wrong. I try to teach my body not to be a bully, even though it's written in my DNA. Learned to fight back and destroy them with only the words that I'd say. And here I am, now, deaf to loving concepts, if they aren't expressed exactly my way. I can't keep going like this all the time, trying to read between the lines, when I'm listening to shapes and you're speaking in colors and we end up stuck in a bind. And so go ahead and let your hands speak to me. I promise I'll listen as best as I can. I'll try to translate live our love languages into something we both understand, because love is deaf as well as blind. She speaks only in universal truths, and I refuse to leave you behind just because I say it differently than you. Write with your fingertips on my skin, and I'll learn to speak with my hands, and we'll both become fluent bilinguals as we somehow learn to dance. Thank you.
That was Ray. Now keep it going for Kay Renee, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so tonight's poem is actually different from the normal self. Well, not normal, but the poems that I usually perform. And it's dedicated to someone who introduced me to open mics. He's very special to me, and though he doesn't hold that one spot in my heart that he once did, he's still a reflection of special moments to me. So, to the one I push away, I wish we were at a point to enjoy laying by the fire in each other's arms. Descriptive words manifest serene atmosphere, illuminate how we feel, and feel the illumination our words' shadows leisurely dance on the wall. Think on times when stillness stands unspoken. Transcendent expressions transforms through tranquil eyes, rich of darkness mirroring the chocolate sweetness of your skin. Some may think you're bittersweet, yet I deem it bittersweet to not think of you every day. Every day I have a moment to think. The feelings I have for you are mixed with fear of rejection, that you will see my flaws and not count them as beautiful. Footsteps singed by acid soles intertwine anxious tendencies to run away. However, I want you to know I seek no new opportunities or different paths, for I am lost in you and have no desire to be found. I will run no more. Rather, I'll leap into arm steadiness, anchor me in depths of trust, no longer broken pieces scattered past. There's a way about you that turns medley of letters into intricate art. I appreciate how you don't think in the box, out the box, yet more like you own the box. Enlightened blue canopy sky is the overlay wisdom your tree of knowledge flourishes under. Immensely, I enjoy our sprightly debates, challenging perspective. Golden wand, artistry hands, your lips transfigure me into sapiosexual. Articulate wordsmith, your veil of intellect absorbs my desire to unify affections. Moon, reflect light upon glassy top black wave. Stars, vibrantly decorate uniqueness in universe. Threads of comfort drape warmth cleaving to bosom. Hands touch, pause blush, and let next day's sun reveal remnants of whispering thoughts as feet direct me in all the ways my soul will never be lost with you. Time invests in priceless things, and you are a rare find which I choose to invest my time. You are priceless.
That was Kim Renee, ladies and gentlemen. James Armour, where are you?
Right here.
And it's your first time with us.
Yes.
Make some noise for James Armour, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, guys. All right. You know, they say what comes from the heart reaches the heart, so I want to share something with you guys tonight, and I'm just going to call it can happen to you. I remember one day I used to think that I could never become a dope fiend. I remember one day I used to think that I would never see the light after I had blinked, dropping to the ground. Yeah, I thought I was the man in my town. Thought that my life would always be about a party. But things changed one night when things got heavy. I thought I found the girl of my dreams, but it was just really ugly. And then I came to a shock when I received that letter in the mail that I was about to go to jail. Caught a case, and there you go, talking through my mom through a glass case. I used to never think that I would be free running amok on these streets in Moreno Valley. But all good things, as they may seem, come to an end. But God had a different plan for me, and he sent me an angel to come and save me once again. But this time it came into a physical form, something that I will always cherish and adore. The love of my life, Oliviana. I love her so much. She saved me from the hell that I created in my own head. Now I can lay in my bed without any regrets, because I had changed. I gave my life to God, and now all I can see is positivity in my range. So my message for you tonight is to just know that one day God's going to throw you a bone and give you true love, just like he gave me. So I hope everybody sleeps good tonight knowing that it's all about positivity.
That was James Armour, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to have one song from the last performers. When you go out, don't go into this restaurant. Go out to the back, all right? This is your first time with us, right?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Vice Versa.
Yeah.
Louder.
Hello, I'm C4.
I'm D-Twist.
Yeah. We are Vice Versa.
Yeah.
This is actually my younger brother, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were solo artists at first, but then, you know, you find someone that you have a musical connection with. I don't know if you guys really understand. If you guys are artists, you guys are musicians, you understand what I mean. Yeah. So actually, he happened to be my brother. So we decided to get together and call ourselves Vice Versa. We're two separate guys, you know what I mean? Two way different guys. He's very, you know, very large. I'm very small. So we're going to show the vice versa. I sing, he raps. I rap, he sings. Okay, here we go. You have an office.
Thank you.
it's happened to hold up. Yourself. There's free condoms on the ground in the box there. Pick up your chairs, your trash. Help out with cleaning up. That would be great. Thank you guys. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for hanging with us. Hold up your chairs, please, and thank you.
Yeah, I just made it to my mom.
Do you like wrestling? Well, I'm here to tell you about Massive Buds Wrestling Show. I'm Brendan Creasy, and you may know me from podcasts such as Radio Brendo Man, Popsicles, and MBWS in its former names. But we're still here, and now we're Massive Buds Wrestling Show. My friend Keith Gomez and I talk about the latest in WWE, Southern California indie wrestling, and cannabis. Yeah, that's right. I said cannabis. Check us out. Massive Buds Wrestling Show, MBWSpod.com, or BenviewNetwork.com, and of course on Apple Podcasts and all podcast services.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.